Hello.
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 Hello. Okay. I have some ideas to express to you for the podcast on the podcast. This podcastception
Okay.
right here. So, for more segments, we could try them today if you'd like. Doing a who would win kind of thing, like choosing or like generating three, not like, okay. Random celebrity generator. Choose three, decide who'd win either the Hunger Games, a fight, or who would be most likely to be elected for president.
Okay.
And then kiss, marry, kill.
Kiss, marry, kill.
Yes.
Keeping it PG.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What would you like to do first? And we could also do some would you rather if you'd like. I don't care, man. Oh yeah, and the customer service game, we have that as well. What
You
would
can
you
do. You can start whatever.
Don't make me choose things.
Don't make me choose things.
Bye. Okay. We could start with the who would win thing. I feel like that would provoke a good discussion.
Okay.
Okay. So our first three celebrities are Conan O'Brien. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, he's a redhead. He has a
What?
talk show. I said, yeah, he's a redhead and he has a talk show.
I thought you said he's a truck man. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer Aniston. And so I'm trying to find someone now. Bro, are these all not people? They're probably famous, but like not famous enough to be
Irrelevant.
irrelevant. Oh yeah, Destiny got her wisdom teeth pulled.
Yes, I did. I just took some more ibuprofen.
I heard the pills.
I promise it's ibuprofen.
Promises. Here. And Paul Rudd. So we have Paul Rudd, Jennifer Aniston, and Conan O'Brien. Who do you
Isn't
think would, huh?
Paul Rudd that one guy that was on Hot Wings and then it made the he it started the meme where it was like he was like, "Look at us. Who would have thought?"
I have no clue, but he was Ant-Man, I believe.
I think that's him.
He was in Parks and Rec for 20 seconds. I'm trying to think what else he was in. Just look him up or something. I don't know. You'll know him if you see him, I believe.
I don't want to.
Okay. Okay, so you have an idea of who he is, correct?
Yeah.
Do you want me to generate a different one?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It's fine how it is.
Okay, so who out of those three do you think would win the Hunger Games and why?
The Hunger Games?
Yes, if it was just those three left.
I feel like Jennifer Aniston would have a psychotic break and just slaughter everyone.
I had the same feeling actually. I feel like she can have, I don't know, something about her eyes. I feel like she has an evil side to her. Like, she's willing to just, like, fucking go off if it's for her own survival kind of thing. I feel
Yeah.
like Paul Rudd, I don't know them personally, obviously, but I feel like Paul Rudd would kind of be a pushover. And I feel like Conan O'Brien would be just, like, I don't know. I feel like he wouldn't be able to be quiet.
I feel like Paul Rudd would be more strategical and like go. Sorry, I'm trying to eat a popsicle.
You're good.
He'd like go and like find shelter high in a tree somewhere. And then when a lot of people aren't like paying attention to like resources or whatever, he'll go like snatch them up. But I feel like with Jennifer Aniston's highly possible psychotic break in the Hunger Games that yeah, she'd slaughter everyone.
I agree. Who would win in a fight if they were just like all fighting, like this fight?
Conan. Feel like
Really?
he'd just like deck Jennifer Aniston and she'd be like immediately knocked out, like passed out right on the ground,
So she's
like
out.
Like Mortal Kombat. Wait. Like Mortal Kombat, you see, it's like X-ray. You see your head like hit the ground. Her skull's cracked, and then Paul Rudd would be like, "No, Conan, no, Conan, please, please, it doesn't have to be like this."
And Paul Rudd just shits his pants.
Yeah, that too. And then Conan just fucking like obliterates him.
I feel like Conan is probably the strongest, I guess. I don't know. I feel like, I don't think Paul Rudd is lanky, but I don't think he's like super ripped.
Well, he had to be somewhat ripped for the Ant-Man role, I would guess. Like, I would assume.
Well, and all I'm thinking about it, I feel like Paul Rudd would be stronger than Conan, but I don't know. How tall is Paul Rudd? Let me Google that real quick.
I don't know.
I feel like Conan is taller than Paul Rudd. I don't know if that would help any, but I just realized I'm on my mom's account, so it's going to be like, oh, he's 5'10".
So Paul Rudd?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Conan O'Brien's pretty tall, right?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, he's 6'4".
What the fuck?
I know. I think he would. Conan would have the advantage. So.
I feel like Conan would, not Conan, but Paul Rudd would be like, no, it doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this, Conan. And then just to trick him to think he's not strong. Sorry. And trick him to think he's like freaking out. But then in all reality, he folds him a little bit, but Conan doesn't fall all the way to the ground. And then Paul Rudd just bites right through his Achilles tendons.
Oh my goodness. What the fuck? That's funny. Okay. And who do you think would the people elect for president out of those three?
Personally, I would oh my god, I'm having a stroke. I would choose Paul Rudd. I feel like he's pretty, like, organized. Though Conan does have a show, I feel like he'd be a little bit too egotistical. Where I feel like Paul Rudd's more down to earth and, like, I guess you would say a little bit more mentally sound.
Again, we don't know these people. These are pure accusations. But I feel like I would choose Paul Rudd as well, but if I were thinking, like, the people, there's no way to test this, but I would say Conan, the people pick Conan.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jennifer. I don't know. I feel like, I feel like that, like, people, I don't know who would know more people, Jennifer, if you know people would know Jennifer, or who would, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm having a stroke as well. Who has the most amount of people that know them, do you think?
What do you mean? Like, what did you say?
Like, who is the most famous out of the three?
Oh, I would say Jennifer Aniston for sure, because she's had a career for a long, long time.
Yeah. I think she would probably get the most votes, just because, like, I think people wouldn't really put into consideration what they do as a president for the most part, but more of like, oh, I know her from Friends, like, that kind of thing. So, okay, next three.
On a side note, I hate the show Friends.
Yeah, it's not that funny.
It's not.
Okay, we have Tina Fey.
Who's that?
She's, like, Amy Poehler's best friend. She was in, she was in that one Bad Moms movie. I think it's called Bad Moms.
Oh, did she play Donna on Parks and Rec?
No.
No?
No. She wasn't in Parks and Rec, I don't think. Not like that.
Well, you said Amy Poehler, and then you also said the movie Good Girls, or the show Good Girls.
Oh, Bad Moms. Who?
Bad Moms? Oh, my gosh. I don't know who you're talking about then at all. Okay.
I'll do. They're all not good people. I mean, they might be good people, but I mean, like,
irrelevant.
Do you know Hilary Swank?
No.
She was the. Never mind. I'm not gonna. Okay, we have. Okay, let's just make up our own because it's taking forever to find one. I'm gonna say Mark Zuckerberg,
mm-hmm.
Steve Irwin, and Betty White.
Okay.
Who would win the Hunger Games?
The Hunger Games? I feel like Betty
Yeah.
White would win.
I had the same thought. I think the same thing with the Jennifer Aniston thing. I think she would go full badass and just fucking demolish
No, I feel like
everything.
Jennifer Aniston would have a psychotic break, but then Betty White would be like hardcore, like
Just no.
badass.
Yeah. That reminds me of that one Rick and Morty episode where it's the two guys, it's the brothers commercial, and like there's old and then there's old women and they come and there's giant cats. It's like it's never ending commercial, and it's like and then a meteor hits. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
Point is, I imagine Betty White to look like one of the super villain old ladies in that commercial. Some people will know what I'm talking about, not all.
Well, when you said
Yeah.
Rick and Morty and like old ladies, it made me think of the episode where they're able to watch shows from alternate universe. It was either alternate universes or dimensions, something like that.
Dimensions, and it's the lady with the that's dead, and the cats are
Yeah, yeah,
controlling
yeah,
it.
yeah, 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 yeah.
That was so gross, man. What? Bro, what am I describing is in the same episode as what you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the two brothers, and they have this really big backstory. And the first time they list the title, it's like this long title. And then at the end of the commercial, it's like it's just two brothers, and it's just Justin Roiland just going off forever about anything.
I
I'm
think
so sad.
I slightly remember.
Yeah, I'll have to send you a clip or something after this. But anyway, who would win in a fist fight? Between three. Okay, so I already forgot who we had. We had Mark
Mark
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg, Steve Irwin, and Betty White.
Yes, feel like Steve Irwin would win the fist fight because he is around like was around like big animals and shit, and he would know how to
Yeah.
like handle them.
He was pretty buff.
Yeah.
I hate to say this because I really like Betty White and I care about her, but Steve Irwin would knock her out and then Mark Zuckerberg would short circuit and just like be like lizard people. When I think about
I feel
Mark
like
Zuckerberg, I think about the clip of him looking so weird and drinking water.
like sweating. When I think of Mark Zuckerberg, another Rick and Morty reference here, I think of when I think of when Beth and Jerry go to marriage therapy and they did you see that episode? It's like the space marriage therapy. And like they like generate what they think of each other as like actual beings and put them in like a cage together. And like so like Jerry thinks of Beth as this giant monstrous like women thing. And then but Beth thinks of Jerry as this worm that has Jerry's face. And that's how I imagine Mark Zuckerberg when I think about him. I don't know why. I also imagine that one episode Cody Ko uploaded, when it was like the not episode video that Cody Ko uploaded where it was talking about those two girls that like waited to kiss till marriage and like they had all these like extreme views
Oh,
or stuff and
yeah.
it was just like what man do you want? Mark Zuckerberg who just lays there that's what I guess yeah. So I feel like Mark would like not do anything in the fight. He would just kinda like away, you know?
Yeah.
That was a lot of explanation for no reason, but okay.
And
Who do you
then,
think would be elected
oh,
for president?
President? Steve Irwin, hands down.
Oh yeah,
Oh, no, I
he
think
was
it'd
close.
be a very
Oh wait, Betty
close.
White and Steve Irwin would be close.
Yeah, I think that too.
I don't think anyone liked Mark.
No. I feel like somebody would be, a few people would be like, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg. But I think it would
Yeah,
mostly
but
be a
if you.
tie between Betty White and Steve Irwin, because a lot of people love Steve Irwin. He was wonderful. But like a lot of people love Betty White too.
And again, I don't think it would be much of like a what they'll do for the country thing. I think it would be like, oh, I saw them on that one show or something. Okay, do you want to do one more with three, or do you want to jump to the next segment?
Let's do two more.
Two more with three? Okay, cool. Do you want to come up with them this time? Come up with them? I mean?
Oh, okay,
Do you want to come up with
let me
them?
think, let me think.
Okay.
John Cena.
Okay.
I forgot his full name, but his name is Lucas or something. He played Fred.
Oh, like, hey, it's Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he has a YouTube channel, and so does his little brother. Anyway, and did you notice all of these are two guys and a girl?
I'm not.
Let me think. Who else? Oh my sweet God, Ezra Miller. I love him.
I already forgot who he is. Like, oh my God. Ezra Miller.
He played the Flash.
And the he was Flash? In the movie or the show?
In the movie. And he was in the Crypto Far.
I really don't recognize him. I'm so sorry, but I'll go with it. I feel like you're gonna choose him to win everything because you love him so much.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. I'm just describe his like what you think his personality is like to me, and I'll work off of that. Or just give me like three key words you would use to describe him that aren't adjectives involving things that are like sexy and cute. It's like other things.
He's very spontaneous. For like the Met Gala, I think it was the theme camp, something like that. He showed up, or one of the freaking Met Galas. He showed up with a mask of his face, but then his like actual face, he had like, I think, two or three drawn on sets of eyes and like red lipstick on, and he was in this, I'm pretty sure it was a suit, but it had like this really long tail coat, and so he's not afraid to be like
weird.
Feminine. What did you say?
Weird.
No, feminine. And mm-hmm. He's just very easygoing and like a cool person.
Okay. I understand now. Okay, so Hunger Games. Hunger Games. Can't talk. I think... Okay, so who were our options? I already forgot. Ezra Miller.
John Cena. The actor that played Fred. And Ezra Miller. Yeah.
Okay. I would say Fred would win the Hunger Games because he's fucking crazy. Wait, I want to think about Fred, not his actual person. Like, I want to think about his character because I don't know anything about...
I feel like in the Hunger Games, Fred would piss himself and run away.
And through high-pitched screaming.
Yes. I feel like, also, I feel like Ezra Miller would do pretty good in the Hunger Games, not because I'm biased, but because of, like, his just, like, his acting range. He can act, like, very... I guess you could say, like...
You could act like a tree and everyone will walk by him.
No! His acting range is, like, so good. Because just, like, comparing the character he played in... I almost said Parks and Recreation. The Perks of Being a Wallflower. And comparing that character to the character he played in We Need to Talk About Kevin... It's just, like, such a dramatic, like, shift.
Mm-hmm.
Because in The Perks of a Wallflower, he was just, like, this kind of, like, happy, like, trying to be optimistic, like, just goofy guy. And then in We Need to Talk About Kevin, he played as, I guess you could say, a sociopathic teenager. Like, he was, like, actually crazy. And, a little spoiler, he shoots in the movie We Need to Talk About Kevin. He ordered, like, tons of bike locks, and his parents were like, oh, what's that for him? Like, why'd you order so many? Like, you don't even, like, really ride your bike anymore. And he was like, I'm gonna sell them at school and get, a bunch of money. And his parents, like, were like, okay. But, in all actuality, So a little backstory. He has been like like fond of like shooting bows and arrows ever since he was younger. Mm-hmm. And okay, so that's it. And so he goes to school, and the bike locks are for actually locking the doors of the gymnasium because they were having gonna have like a pep rally or something, or like something like that, and shooting up the school, but with bows and arrows. And then
at the, what?
Yeah. At the end, well, it flips like back and forth between present and past and stuff. It's such a good movie. But yeah, I feel like Ezra Miller would do pretty good in the Hunger Games.
So you think he'd win, or do you think John Cena would win with his absolutely ripped self?
Yeah, I feel like it would be pretty close, because I feel like Ezra Miller could be more like agile and like stealthy, where John Cena is just like this hunk of a person, and I feel like it would come pretty close.
Yeah. I would say Ezra as well to win that, but a fist fight, we all know it's going to be John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Fred, also note on Fred in The Hunger Games, he'd probably just be heard screaming from miles away. So
yeah. Like, John Cena would act like he's going to punch him, and then, like fake him out, and then he'd just already, like, be screaming and pissing his pants.
Yeah. So we all know John Cena would win the fist fight. Who would be elected for president?
Oh my god, I feel like it would be John Cena. I think it might be, not Fred. Fred would get, like, just a very little amount of votes. And then I feel like John Cena would have a good, portion of it, but then whatever is, like, left, like, logically for like math, you know, I feel like the rest would go to Ezra Miller.
Yep. I feel like, personally, I think people for the memes would vote for Fred.
Oh yeah, maybe just
be funny, even though you shouldn't,
but like there's not a lot of first of all, there's not a lot of 18-year-olds that like can vote at that actually go out and vote, which is terrible.
Yeah,
but maybe some quirky millennial would do it.
Yeah, I feel like if a 18-year-old was like that, like they like did vote, and but they only wanted to vote for like funny reasons, which you shouldn't.
Yeah,
I feel like if they knew Fred was running, they'd be like, hop on that shit right away.
Yeah.
Okay, and then one more of the celebrities I'll choose this time. Terry Crews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amy Poehler. And Jeanette McCurdy.
Oh, my sweet. Jeanette McCurdy played as Sam in... yes. Okay. Terry Crews, Amy Poehler, or Jeanette McCurdy?
Yep, and Hunger Games.
Oh, Terry Crews, hands down. What the fuck?
Yeah. And then same for the fist fight. I think
Have you ever watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No, but I've seen America's Got Talent. He's fucking ripped.
Yeah, he's huge. He definitely wins.
So he wins Hunger Games and fist fight, but who would be elected for president?
Elected for president?
Yeah. I think Amy Poehler would be best for that people would vote for.
I feel like she'd be best, like, logically, but,
but who would people vote for is the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like people might vote for, maybe, I feel like it would be kind of between Terry Crews and Amy Poehler, but more for Terry Crews.
I feel like Parks and Rec people or anyone that's seen her, because, like, I don't know why I think this would influence people, but the fact that she was in the government in a TV show.
Yeah.
I don't know, people are, yeah, but yeah. And that wraps up this segment of who would win.
Oh
I feel like I'm like in the rent the Good Mythical Morning where they have like the crazy name segments or whatever. Okay. Or shows. Okay, you choose what's next now because I chose what we started with.
Okay, so give me the options.
We have the customer service game, which I can explain again if you need. Kiss, marry, kill. Would you rather? Don't get me started. Guess the ending. That kind of stuff.
I completely zoned out. What did you say?
Okay. We have. Would you rather guess the ending? Don't get me started. Customer service game. Kiss, marry, kill. And that's it.
I feel like the customer service game would be fun.
Okay, so to explain the customer service game to anyone listening, how you play is one person acts as the person at the customer service desk, the person working there, and then one person acts as the customer that's coming up to return something. The person that's the customer doesn't know what they're returning or why. So the person that is at the customer service desk has to give them hints to help them guess what they're getting or returning and why.
Yeah.
Who would you want to start as?
Flip a coin.
Let me ask Google real quick. Flip a coin. Okay. Heads or tails?
Head.
Heads. Wait, what does that mean? Do you get to choose? Like, what is.
Don't
We didn't establish that. Okay. If you get it, you are the customer first. Okay. Heads or tails? You picked heads. Flip again. Heads. Okay, you're the customer first.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna choose. So you're turning Y. Okay, I got it. So okay, let me think how this would go. So do you want to ask me questions, or do you want me to just like give you random hints, or both?
I feel like we should pick a category so
Like
that,
we're
like,
in the store.
yeah, that
Let's say
so
the store's Walmart. Let's go. I don't know if that's too specific. Let's do. This is just an object. Is that too vague?
yeah, an object like in what department of the store?
I'd say they're like
I'm
home
good.
stuff. Not home goods, but like just like stuff you would buy for your home.
So home goods.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, sir. How may I help you? I mean, ma'am. I mean, whoever you
I mean,
are.
hi, I was wondering if I could return this. And also, when you put it back, what general area would
I'd probably put it with the others like it.
Okay, thanks. Fucking you.
What did you have a problem making something with the bread with it, or like what?
Is it a dough mixer?
No.
You just said, did you have a problem making the bread with it or no?
Yeah. I get where you came from that now. I see what you're saying. But no, it's not a dough mixer.
Is it fucking flour? Because it better not be, because that's not
No,
what
it's
you
not a
said.
food. You
Okay.
don't eat it. I mean, you could, but it would take a lot of effort. Ask me more questions. Wait, this could be like a 20 questions kind of thing, but also not.
No. Not 20 questions.
Okay. I'm just. Did it burn you?
Did I buy a fucking oven? I mean, am I returning an oven?
No.
Is it actually related to bread?
Yes. Very much so. I figure that,
Is it an easy bake oven?
No. That'd be funny though, it's just like that. I want to think of more hints. I feel like it might have scared you. Scares me sometimes.
It just like a normal like KitchenAid mixer?
No. Mine really scares me sometimes because it's very sudden.
Is it a toaster?
Yes.
Oh,
Okay, I guess we don't have to do the why. That may be too difficult. Just like what you're returning. Okay. My why was just gonna be like it burnt all your toast.
I
Or you
should have
like.
set it on a smaller, on a lower setting. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Okay. Think of a thing you could buy in a store. Or anything, actually. Could be a zoo animal for all I care.
Does it have to stay be PG?
Yes.
I've been cussing.
Not well, like, you know what I mean.
Relatively PG.
Yes, PG-13.
PG-13.
I'm like tearing up this piece of paper.
Let me see.
Well, let me think.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
I'd like to return this thing. Can you guess why I'm returning
Because it's not yours? Why would you pick that up if it's obviously not yours?
it? Did I rob a bank?
No, what?
Okay. Is it a wallet?
No.
Okay. Does it have to do with money?
No.
Okay. Let me think here. Okay, give me some more hints or whatever.
I don't know why you didn't wait for your turn. You obviously could have done, like, you obviously could have waited and gotten your own of what the item is. But.
Did I just take an item and that I didn't buy and then go to return it? Is that the bit?
Yes.
Is that the item
That's what? How do you mean? What do you mean is that the item? I
though?
didn't even say anything.
Okay. How can I prove to you that I bought this?
You didn't.
Wait, is it the cash register?
No.
That'd be funny if I was trying to return the cash register. Okay. Is it a lottery card?
No.
Oh, dang it. It's so hard. I'm glad we don't have limited guesses because I'd be out. Okay. Where would you put this if you I had if you had to return it?
I would give it back to the person that sits behind that one counter.
Did I steal drugs?
Like define drugs.
Like pharmaceutical drugs?
Yes. You took
That
a prescription that wasn't yours because you're a Karen.
it? Dang, funny. Oh, the really specific.
Oh
I
my
never knew
God.
that.
Hold
Who
on.
got that?
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
To close the window since people don't know how to act.
Okay, so do you want to keep playing this or would you like to go to the next thing?
We can keep playing this.
Okay, cool.
I think it's fun.
Let me think of an object or a thing or something I'm not telling
Okay.
you. Okay, got it. Mine's specific because you went specific as well. Mine's specific.
Pacific.
Yes, I just brought my hair tie. God damn it. Okay.
You cuss.
Hello, miss. Ah!
Yes. Okay, yes, hello.
Hello. Why? We're not on a phone call. We're at a customer service desk. You came up to me. What the
You
fuck are
said
you
hello, miss, and I said yes, hello.
Okay. What would you like to do at this customer service desk in our healthy Walmart home?
Walmart not sponsored. Didn't mean to offend you with copyright laws. Let me think. Hi,
was that for a child?
What?
Did the child not like it?
I was about to say, I'd like to return this because my daughter hates it.
Oh.
Is it a toy?
Yes.
Do I have to be specific? Like,
yes.
Oh my god. There's a, literally
endless possibilities. Yes.
Every toy ever.
Yes. It's okay. If you can get the type of toy and what it looks like.
Is it a xylophone?
No.
Fuck. I mean, shoot.
Shoot.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
Think of.
Is it a musical instrument?
No. If you listen to it in real life, it wouldn't sound very musical.
Is it a kazoo?
No. That was the John Cena theme.
Kazoo, final answer. Oh.
Kazoo, final answer. I just
No, it was a joke. It was a joke.
You lose.
What?
I'm just kidding. Good. Think, was it too unrealistic for you?
How? What do you mean? Oh, is it like Barbie?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Was it Barbie?
Well, you said unrealistic, so.
Yeah, that's fair, actually. A lot of people have come in and told us it doesn't look like the real thing, so they just return it. Because the real thing doesn't really have hair like that.
Is it a fuzzy wuzzy was a bear? Fuzzy wuzzy had no hair at all?
No. It's a real thing.
No, maybe. Like, maybe it's like go along with the book slash rhyme or whatever. But I'm not for sure. Is it
the fuzzy wuzzy bath soap?
Is it plastic?
No.
Could you recycle it?
Did I recycle it?
I said, could you?
I mean, you can recycle anything if you try hard enough, but no.
Oh my god, no. Legally, could you recycle it?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, excuse me.
Sorry, I'm going to knock you.
That's literally, like, the most vague thing ever.
What?
I said, that's literally, like, the most vague thing ever.
My choice?
Yeah. Toys? You said the topic was, or, like, the thing was toys. And then too much hair.
Yeah.
Unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Bigfoot?
Yes. We at Walmart Enterprises sell Bigfoot.
No. When I said, is it Bigfoot? Like, I meant, like, is it, like, a Bigfoot doll? Like, a Bigfoot, like, stuffed animal?
It is a stuffed animal. Maybe your daughter doesn't like water. Or Antarctica.
Isn't it a polar bear?
No. Wait, where do they live?
Polar bears live in the cold.
It's
is
not
it a wolf? Is it a penguin?
No.
Is it a fucking seal?
Close, but not really. They live in Canada and Greenland. I thought they were named after.
Oh, thank God that I've fucking been there and studied Canada and Greenland.
Bro, I thought you did.
What?
Just kidding. I studied Canada and Greenland. What are you talking about? A maple syrup, eh? It's fucking rude. Lies.
Yeah, it is rude.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Canadians watching this.
No, you're not.
Watching?
Watching.
Watching.
Please don't say that. You're making me nervous.
The Canadians are watching. Anyway. Just look up. Don't Google it, actually. I don't know. Look them up.
Is it a narwhal?
No, but it has similar, like, it also has a out thing coming out of it, but not on its forehead.
Is this fucking swordfish? What?
No. It has two, like, tusk-like things.
A saber-toothed tiger?
No.
A mammoth?
No.
An elephant?
No. Yes, because elephants live in Canada.
Hey, man.
Amen.
You're not an elephant, why would you know?
What?
I said you're not an elephant, why would you know?
You know that. Okay, anyway, go on. They have it in Canada and Greenland. Greenland is home to polar bears, penguins, shit like that. It's in a cold area.
The dodo bird.
That's not real.
It's extinct. What do you mean it's not real? I mean,
it was real. It's not real right now.
That's not real. Tell me an extinct bird isn't real.
It's a figment of your imagination.
The dodo bird was a figment of everyone's imagination?
Yeah, it was like a Mandela effect kind of situation, but it was the before was it was there and the after was it's not there at all. Wow. It was never there. Never there. By cake. Anyway. want me to just tell you?
No. Give me a little bit more of a hint, though.
Okay, it has tusks.
You told me that already.
Yeah, but, like, they're just regular tusks. They're not, like, on their butt or something.
Okay.
It has whiskers. I think. Yeah.
A saber-toothed tiger.
No.
No.
Freaking tiger. It's too fat to be a tiger.
Too fat. A mammoth.
No. I like it ends in the same three letters, though. No, it doesn't. Never mind. It ends with the same sound. Not the same three letters.
Us?
Yes. No, wait, nope. Nope, I was wrong again. It says it's the U.S., not U-T-H.
Mammoths. Mammoths. Walrus? God fucking
yes. Man. It's a walrus. Walrus toy. Plushy walrus. That's all. That took you so long. But if I mean, I wouldn't do any better. Do you want to stop with this game or do you want to do one more round?
One more round.
Okay. Hit me. Actually, don't hit me, please. That
might I'll hurt. Do it. I'll do it. I'm coming over.
No.
that
was me punching my hand.
Let me song.
What?
I said, let me thong.
And then you said,
I said, excuse you. Hold on, I'm going to put some more gauze in my mouth.
Okay. Well, she's putting gauze in her mouth. Let's talk about our sponsor, Walmart.
I'm just pretty sure it's illegal to say that. When they're not actually.
As a gas station, Walmart is not sponsoring us, but my camel necklace is.
Okay.
His name is Camel Drip, and it's. Yeah, okay. Let's see here. Follow Dear and Queer on Twitter and Instagram. Let's just plug everything. Our Twitter is Dear and Queer at Dear and Queer, and our Instagram is at Dear and Queer as well. I almost said in the password. Jesus Christ.
You're about to give them the password?
Yes, I almost did. I'm so stupid.
Madeline. Now I'm going to sound completely different because I can't speak very well with gauze in my mouth.
Yeah. It is okay. Reminder that she had her wisdom teeth taken out because I almost just forgot to say what she got
already. I had my wisdom teeth taken out earlier today.
Yes, it hasn't been too long.
No.
Not at all.
I got it.
Okay. Hello, customer service person at Walmart.
Hello. Why would you even return this today?
Why are you mentally tormented today?
Yes, I totally said that. I said, why would you even return this today?
Oh. It didn't fit in my bathtub.
It shouldn't fit in your bathtub.
Is it refrigerated?
Out of the container? Out of the container?
Sure.
It shouldn't fit in your bathtub.
Is it
I mean, it shouldn't completely fill up your bathtub, but it will.
Is it a refrigerator?
No, what the fuck?
I was really hoping.
I said in the container. Fridges don't come in containers.
Refrigerators just like come in a little box and they unfold. Is it a tent?
No, it's not a tent.
Is it? Okay, wait. Give me more hints. I'm trying to guess off of nothing.
You returned it because it was unhygienic.
Is it a food?
No.
Did you say beef?
Beef?
Okay, I said beef. Is it something you look at? Like, is that its purpose?
No.
What does...
The fox say?
Ring, ding, 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 ding. Okay. Well, pa, 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 pa. Okay.
No, no, no.
What is its purpose? Or would that give it away?
That would give it away.
Damn it.
Well, I could say that it's to enhance certain features.
Is it makeup?
No.
Is it Botox?
No. Yeah, we sell Botox at fucking
Hero Walmart Enterprises.
Why do you keep saying enterprises?
I don't know, it just sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait. Walmart Enterprise. Yeah. That's the right word for it.
Really?
I have no clue.
You just lie?
I just googled it and Walmart came up, so... Wait, let me just take Enterprise and that's it. Enterprise. Wait, why am I really looking into this right now? An Enterprise is... Drumroll, please.
Drumroll.
Thank you. An Enterprise is... A business or company. Boom. Walmart Enterprises. Anyway.
Okay.
They don't call it that though. What are we talking about? Oh yeah, the game. I'm gonna say wait. Okay, so it won't fit in a bathtub if you take out of the container, which makes no sense.
Yes it does.
Is it a bath bomb?
No.
Is it close to a bath bomb?
No.
Is it shaped like a bath bomb? Well bath bombs have many shapes, so technically.
Not usually at all.
What section could I find more of them in? I decide I'm not going to return it anymore. Want more of them.
Oh, what? I don't think when you find out the reason why you're returning it, that you'd want to buy more of them. But, And I guess you could say the cosmetics / beauty section.
Is it hair dye?
No.
Is it a specific kind of makeup?
It's not makeup. I told you.
How is it in the cosmetic? Is it a hairbrush?
No, it's not a hairbrush, but it's close.
Oh. Is it a curling iron? Is it something electrical?
You said, no, it's not a curling. It's not electrical.
I'm gonna say, is that why I don't want it in my bathtub? It'll shock me.
I just said it's not electrical.
I know. I'm just elaborating on my thought. Okay. Is it...
That was ASMR.
Yes, it was. So, it's hair related, but yes. It's not electrical. It's not a hairbrush. Is it a hair tie?
No.
That wouldn't make sense to be in the bathtub. But is it scrunchy?
That's literally a hair tie, Madeline.
Listen, it's a different kind of hair tie.
It's still a hair tie.
Yes, okay. I want to say, is it Jeffree Star's soul?
Oh. No, we keep that in hell, actually. Sorry.
I didn't know Walmart ran in hell, but okay.
Have you been to Walmart? What do you mean?
That's true. I want to say, what other things are in beauty sections? Is it? It's not makeup. It's not hair. Well, it is hair related.
Hair? Yeah, you got hair.
Can we get actual hair? Is it a wig? No, my knee just like dislocated for a second. Oh, weird.
Your what?
Okay, my knee. Oh. Oh, la, la, la.
Oh my god, I thought you were making that sound with your mouth.
I was.
Like, you make an O shape and hit your mouth?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
Because that's what it was. Okay. I really don't know. I want to give up, but wait, let me Google it.
No, no, that's cheating.
How's it cheating? You didn't tell me what it was. I'm just getting help from good old Google.
That's literally cheating.
Okay, I didn't look it up yet.
Yeah. But yes. I'm about to right now.
I'm not about to. I'm going to continue looking it up. No. Bro, I don't even know. Just tell me.
Really?
Am I going to hate myself once I figure out what it is?
I think so.
Wait, is it like those curlers?
No.
That you put in overnight?
No.
And like they dry?
No.
Is it? And no. They're colorful?
No.
I just really wanted to be the curlers. Okay. I really don't know. Shut up. I really don't
know. You just told me to shut up.
Sorry.
I'm telling your mom.
Oh shit. She's gonna be like, shut up. Just kidding.
Oh god.
Okay. What is it?
Hair gel. But you were turning it because somebody sneezed in it.
Gross. Fucking Karen just went up to me and went, achoo!
Yeah.
Hair gel. I didn't think of that. I used to own hair gel because I had short hair and I put my hair in like spikies.
Anyway. Spikies.
Spikies. Okay, that was the last round of that. Would you like to play Family Feud?
I can't tell if you're serious, but...
I'm not serious, okay. We could play Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Sure.
Bit. Okay. You choose three for me. Could be animated, or not animated, but like
no, fake. Not animated, what the fuck.
Not animated, I mean like fake characters. Like fictional, that's what I'm thinking.
When I think of fictional characters, all I think of is books, and I don't know how many, like, books that you've
read. I don't read books.
Exactly. Madeline can't read.
Yeah, I'm illiterate. But it's okay. I get by.
How have you gone to senior year in high school if you're illiterate? Anyway.
I don't know. I just, like... If they have like talk a about lot, it. I just make up the words as I go, and they believe it because none of them else. No one else. There's only one book that we pass around, and so when I have to read the book, I just make shit up. Like in the history books, I'd be like, "Yeah, I like invented the light bulb." And everyone's like,
"You?
Wow. Yeah."
That's crazy. Exactly. How old are you?
I don't remember.
What?
I'm 27.
What the fuck?
Madeline, I invented the light bulb.
Madeline, what? You've seen me naked before. Why would you not? What? Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen me naked before, and you're 27.
It wasn't when I wasn't at the time, probably.
What? That doesn't make it any better. You'd still be in your fucking 20s.
I'd be in my 40s. What? I jump around sometimes.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. Okay. Anyway, give me three people, please.
Chewy God.
Say Chewy God?
Yeah, I definitely said that.
Chewy God. When you eat that cracker, they give you the wafer at, like, Catholic churches, and you're like, Chewy God. Because it's, like, stale or something?
No, they don't give it to you at Catholic churches. They give you at Christian churches. And Catholicism is a form of... is Catholic, but, like, still.
Okay, we need three people.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ himself.
Okay.
Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
And, Joe, no, never mind.
You almost said Joe Biden. I hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
Came out when you said Lucifer.
Yeah. let me think. I might as well just say Mark Zuckerberg.
Might as well. Okay, we got Mark Zuckerberg, the devil himself, and Jesus Christ himself. I would kill Mark Zuckerberg, kiss Jesus, and marry Lucifer.
That's understandable. You'd be Persephone. Okay.
What does that even mean?
What do you mean? What?
What did you say?
Oh my god, you guys. Madeline doesn't know her fucking Greek mythology.
You're right, I don't.
Did you skip? Did you not like learn Greek mythology in like elementary school? No.
Intermediate
school?
No.
Why was it? In fifth and sixth grade? You didn't learn about.
Well, no, there was an astrology class in high school, but I didn't take it.
We had a little unit about Greek mythology in sixth grade.
Even if we did, I don't remember anything from that era of time. Era of time, that makes sense too. No, I don't know. I don't know nothing. I don't remember anything. Yeah, that's my answer. Let me think of some for you.
Dr. Doofenshmirtz. Wait. For fuck's sake. On the topic of Greek mythology, I'm going to say it now, my rec, because I won't remember when we get to rec time. Early rec time. I recommend, I literally can't think. I recommend reading Lore Olympus on Webtoon. It's such a good comic. You'd, like, love it. The entire first season is there. The artist is working on the second season, I think, now. But it's so good.
I'll have to check it out. Okay. So you got Dr. Doofenshmirtz. Megamind.
Hey God.
And the fish guy from Megamind.
I would probably.
If you kill the fish guy, I'm so pissed at you.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
If you kill any of them, I'm gonna be pissed at you.
I would kill Dr. Doofenshmirtz. And then you can't. Me.
I'd marry his ass.
His ass? You'd only marry his ass?
Yes. I'd marry the records on his fingers. What? Records on the fingers?
Oh my god. yeah, I'd kill Dr. Doofenshmirtz. I'd probably kiss the fish guy and then marry Megamind.
You kissed a fish? Bruh.
Madeline.
That's crazy. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Give me three.
let me think. Adam Scott
for Mary.
Okay, so Adam Scott. Good night.
Good night.
Oh my god. So Adam Scott. Michael Scott.
Michael Scott? Wait. Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember now. Okay. Michael, I was like, wait.
Michael Scott and Michael Sierra.
Michael Sarah?
Yeah, Michael Sarah. I said Sierra. Shit.
Yeah,
I
mean,
like, oops.
Okay. Oh, that's really hard. I would kill Michael Scott just because he's fictional. And that wouldn't be killed.
I mean the actor.
Steve Carell? Bro. I don't want to kill
him. I'm sorry. You should have killed no characters.
Okay. I would marry Michael Cera just because he's closer to my age, even though he's still old. But not like old, but like, so I would kiss Adam Scott and I would kill Steve Carell.
Why?
I don't want to kill any of them, but you made me choose. I have no, like, emotional connection to Steve Carell. Except for
Really? Green.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Like, I, like, think he's funny, but not funny enough. Michael Cera is, like, my king because of fucking Scott Pilgrim. But, yeah.
Well, he was in that one movie, Juno.
I don't know what that is.
You have to look it up later.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna say Leonardo da Vinci, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles.
I'd probably kill Leonardo da Vinci.
He's already dead.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Like, after he created his artwork, hypothetically, yeah. If he was alive. I'd kiss Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles, and I'd marry Leonardo DiCaprio.
Gotcha.
He was so pretty when he was younger.
I was just about to say, same with, what's his face? His last name's Slade or something?
He was in,
yeah, him. He was so cute.
Oh my god. Yes, he was.
In, the fucking Heathers.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was so cute, but it was so long ago. Now he's old.
Yeah. He's not as cute anymore.
No, not even close. He aged like cheese. He aged like eggs. Cheese sometimes ages well, so I can't say that.
Yeah.
But not, like, for 40 years, bro.
I mean, he's still kind of pretty, but, like, he's not as pretty as he used to be.
Let me look him up. I forget what he looks like now. Who's Christian Bale? No, I don't want you.
People are going to be like, you don't know who Christian Bale is? Fuck no. Who the fuck is Christian Bale?
You're right. Yeah, he's okay looking now, but when he was younger...
Oh my god.
Bro.
Simp.
Simp.
You know those buttons that are like, yes, or no, or okay, or shut up. I need a simp button. You know?
I don't know, like, what those buttons are.
Like those buttons that you get from, like, Office Max or, like, Staples.
Oh, like the easy button?
Yeah.
That was easy. I used to have one of those when I was little. That was the shit. I was so happy. I was like, I just want an easy button for Christmas. What kid asked for that? No kid ever. Except for me.
I want a simp button so I can...
He just says, that's a simp.
No.
Just simp?
Like, things like, just simp, or I'm simping, or I'm a simp for you.
Or the clip of Squidward saying, oh my god, he's hot, or whatever he says. Oh no, he's hot. That's what he says. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Squidward clip. Get that on there. Anyway, we're just inventing things now. We need a segment where we just bring our ideas to the table and people can steal them for money. Preferably us, but...
We would steal
like our own ideas. Okay, whose turn is it?
I don't remember.
It's okay.
Oh, no. Wait, it's my turn to give you something.
Wait, are you sure?
You just gave me the Leonardo's.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go on.
So I had to break all my fingers.
I'm attempting to break mine as well. And this is the segment where we crack our knuckles.
This is the segment where we break our bones open.
What?
I said this is the segment where we break our bones open.
Yes, exactly. As Eminem says, till your bones poke through your skin. Yeah. I give you the heebie-jeebies when he says that. When I hear that lyric, I'm like, ooh.
Just like you're just in the middle of class listening to music and it's quiet and everybody's working, and then you hear that lyric and then you're just like out loud, you're like,
no, exactly. Like I do, like, do you know what Wawa Wubsy is?
Yes, I know.
The I used to. Yeah, I do that little thing with my hands.
Wawa Wubsy like made me like a peanut butter addict when I watched it. What? Don't you remember he loved peanut butter? And I was like, you're so right. Peanut butter is so good.
You're so right, dude.
So I'd get like a tablespoon of peanut butter and just like eat it plain.
That's funny. Dad does that sometimes when he has the hiccups. I should remember that when I had hiccups earlier. He just eats a spoonful of peanut butter and fixes it.
Peanut butter is so good. I'm going to eat peanut butter right now.
Do it. Actually, no, because it might get, like, in your wisdom teeth hole. I don't know how that works, but...
They stitched them up, Madeline.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, they just get left a gaping hole. They cut right into my jawbone. They cut right into my jawbone and, like, ripped out my
teeth. The food just falls out.
They just left, like, a crater in my jaw.
Yeah.
It
comes out the other side. It's just, like, stick your finger through there. Do a little magic trick. Is this your card? Pull it through the hole.
What? I probably shouldn't eat peanut butter unless it was in very small quantities, like, at a time, because I don't want it to be, to, like, smack on it and have to, like, it be, like, really thick to, like, swallow and, like, accidentally bust open my stitches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After... I think this is... Oh.
Oh, are you a ghost? You said, oh.
No, it says you shouldn't eat things that cause suction in your mouth, like sticky foods like peanut butter, because it can, like, dislodge the clots in your mouth that need to heal.
Yeah, I also can't eat, oh my goodness, I can't use any straws for a while either.
Why?
Because the suction.
I forgot that cup.
I feel like in severe moderation of you drinking, like, a liquid through a straw, like, a sip would be fine, but, like, any smoothies that are, like, really hard to, like, suck through the straw, no. Or, like, shakes, yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Okay. We should wait. How long is 1:15? So that'd be 60 plus 15. That'd be 75. Okay, we got like 15 more minutes. Almost, we got like 10 more minutes.
Okay.
Do you keep playing this, or we could squeeze another game in, or what do you want to do?
What other game haven't we done yet?
Don't get me started. I almost said can't get me started. Guess the ending, that would take too long.
Yeah.
You can play Don't Get Me Started.
Yeah, we can play. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
We also have to have time for Rex, though.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to squeeze mine in now because you already did yours. Okay. My recommendation is Oliver Tree's new album, Ugly is Beautiful. I've listed all the songs already, and it's so good. I really like, I forget what it's called. I don't remember the name's memorized yet, but I think it's like... I'll get back to you on that. Okay. I'm trying to think of something for you to rant on. What was that?
What?
What was that?
I was taking the lid off of the candle that's dead and won't burn anymore. And
I thought you said some.
Yeah.
Can you make that noise when you don't have your wisdom teeth removed? I think it's called Jerk. I don't remember which one it is, but all the songs are good. Go listen to it. Thanks. Also, I'm so sad because this is Oliver's first and last album ever. He's quitting music.
What the heck?
I know. He's gonna good for him because he's gonna pursue his, like, film career, but, like, don't stop making music, man.
Oh my god, could you imagine watching a bomb ass movie and it's by Oliver Tree?
Oh, I can imagine it. Have you seen the music videos that he directs? Like, all the crazy shit that happens.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I want to see a movie by him, though. Like, an actual movie. Not, like, a music video kind of thing. Like, I want to see, like, big screen bitches. That's what I want to see. I just pointed to myself with my thumbs when I said that, just to give you guys some imagery. Okay. I don't want you to get... We have 5 minutes, or six. Something like that. Don't get you started on Coke cans. Go.
Do you mean Coke cans as in, like, every soda, aluminum soda can, or specifically Coke cans?
Specifically Coke cans.
Oh my good lord. Don't get me started on Coke cans. I'm infuriated. I'm livid right now. I can feel my insides burning. They're just, like, such a fucking waste. Like, they're so plain. it's just like red and silver. What the fuck is that? Like Mountain Dew has like different shades of green and radioactive piss yellow. Like what the fuck?
Radioactive piss yellow. I'm gonna clip that things. Okay.
And like, you know what? My granny cut her lip open on a Coke can one time. We tried to sue
And
them.
she died. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Yeah, she did die, and we tried to
Oh,
sue.
shit.
We tried to sue them.
Sue him? Oh, wait. I thought you were talking about sewing the lip, but you said sue instead of sew. And I was like, haha. But
No,
then you're actually talking about sue. Okay. No,
we tried to sue them, and they countersued, and now we're in severe debt. So,
it's all because that fucking Coke can.
yeah.
Jesus Lord. Jesus Lord. Bro, that's crazy. I didn't know your grandma died because of a Coke can.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird. My grandma died because of a Mountain Dew can, actually.
Damn.
Anyway. Okay, give me something to rant about in this last couple minutes we have.
How movies and shows show that licking your fingers and then pressing them against a wick of a burning candle looks so easy, but it's actually not.
That happens. I mean, don't get me started. When people in movies lick their fingers and put out candles, like it's no fucking problem. Listen, I followed that shit. I looked up WikiHow articles, all that garbage, and nothing came up. But I said, no, Paul Rudd just did this in Ant-Man, so I have to do this right now. Actually, I don't know if he did that in Ant-Man. That was just okay. So I licked my fingers, right? And I went up to a burning house and I tried to stop it with my hand. And listen, guys, I don't have a hand anymore, but it's fine. No, it's not fine. I'm livid. The end. Yeah, I lost my hand due to me trying to save a house fire by like pinching it.
Wow, you're a hero.
Exactly. The house burned down anyway, but. It's not funny. It's funny because it didn't happen, okay?
Yeah, we have 3 minutes left, so.
Okay, you go. Let's say you are angry about baby faces.
Baby faces? Okay.
Yeah, baby's faces.
Well, I would assume so. You know how? Okay, first of all, don't get me started on baby faces. Okay, a majority of newborn babies look the exact fucking same, unless they're ugly babies. They're just like, and it's like really bad ugly babies too. It's
They
not
look
like,
like they're permanently shitting, like permanent shit face.
yeah. Like those faces that you make and your mom yells at you, like, you better stop that or it's gonna get stuck that way. Those kind of faces.
Because they are stuck that way, because
Yeah.
that's just the face.
Yeah. And just, oh my freaking goodness. I don't know what else to say. We have 2 minutes left.
Give me one. I'll do one quick. High five.
Some how you can sometimes close like close the cereal bag in the cereal box and you open the next time you open up the cereal it's still somehow stale.
Okay. Don't get me started on how cereal still gets stale even after I seal the box. Like, I try to eat it and it feels like I'm eating rocks, dog. Like, I don't want rocks for breakfast and the fucking sugar comes off of it because you know when it gets stale, sugar. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Okay. This is a hard one because you literally just gave me the issue in itself, so I can't really make up issues for it. So, yeah.
Make up
That's all I have to say.
absurd things. Oh, we only have a minute left, though. Anyway.
Okay. This is the outro. Bye, friends.
Bye,
I
friends.
feel like I was just auto-tuned just then. Bye,
That's it.
friends.
Bye,
Bye,
friends.
friends from the Ghost Gang.
Yeah.
Woo. We're going live. Wait, that's not talking
What?
minutes. I mean, we're going off air. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
In like 30, I'll just end it now. Okay, bye.